welcome to Like-Minded Friends. A day late, with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Sorry about the lateness, everyone.
Oh, babes, we're sorry, though. We are sorry.
We're well sorry.
We're well sorry, babes.
We've got a lot going on. Yes?
You're in a hotel room.
I am, Susie.
I would have found it very surprising if you'd put some health and safety fire escape information on the back of your door in your own house. That's how I worked it out.
Ah, that's how you knew. Yeah, but I do that in my own
do
house.
Do you?
As well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just like little framed pictures of where where we should run to. Should there be a fire?
Should there be a fire? Where, yeah, absolutely. You are in room 4-0. Yes, it's nice. I went to breakfast.
Oh yeah, what did you have?
The breakfast stopped at 10 a.m. So obviously I got there at 9:58.
Of course.
Classic.
You simply asked.
Yes, of course. And I had the avocado on toast, actually, Suze, which I don't often have these days, but I enjoyed it.
Were you in a situation where there was also a buffet?
There was a buffet of sorts, but it was mainly, you know, the sort of thing, pastries and that, and a granola bar and a Bertrand muesli, which I do like.
Yeah, you've got to be in the right mood for a muesli, though. Sometimes it just feels sad.
It really can feel very depressing. I don't know why I say that. Suze, at a breakfast buffet in a hotel, what is your choice of juice?
Oh, I find that very hard. Well, the most difficult thing is that they always give you basically a shot glass, don't they?
Yes.
So you just knock it back and then you can go again. I would say anything but grapefruit. In my opinion, grapefruit juice is the work of the devil.
Do you remember having it as a child for the first time, like in a maybe on a holiday, and being like, this looks like nice orange juice.
And then being like,
oh, good Lord.
My mouth.
How has it managed to be so horrible? Yeah.
Some people have grapefruit every day for their breakfast, first thing. It's like really good for your gut, isn't it?
Is that what they say? People say, I remember it being like a part of like diet plans that my mum would have photocopied.
Sure. The sort of, there was a point, wasn't there, in the 90s where everyone had a diet plan?
Mum loved it from some woman at work.
Yeah. Mum did Weight Watchers and then Slimmers, even though she was always slim.
Oh, yeah.
And then that unbelievably harsh thing where they'd weigh you in front of people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what the fuck is that?
I wouldn't like that. Well,
imagine that. Being weighed publicly.
Yeah, that's still part of it.
Really? Do they still do that today?
Yeah, that's part of it, I think, because then you feel like all proud if you've lost a pound.
But if you haven't, it's like...
But I think it's supposed to motivate people, isn't it? I don't know.
Shame is a great motivation, hence our careers.
It's worked for me. Well, if anything, we're the motivators of that. Yes.
Oh, Tom, I've just realised as you've moved down. I don't know if you know this, with your new iPad, when you move, your camera goes with you.
Oh, yes, it does that thing, doesn't it? What did you see?
That there's a painting of a bottle of wine behind your bed.
Yes, it's a wine-themed hotel I stayed in. That's how...
Oh, I thought that you might have taken that with you. To put up wherever you go, a taste of home.
I mean, if I had a lot to drink last night, that would be the most horrendous thing to wake up to, wouldn't it?
And is it a four-poster bed?
It's just one that's got sticks. You know, the one that's got... It's not
Does
got
it
a
need
thing
a thing over the top? Is that what makes it a four-poster bed, a thing
I
over the top, do you think?
Although this has got four posts, so I imagine it's a four-poster technically. But as my mum would say, with anything with a canopy over the top, get a lot of dust. How are you going to clean up there? That's a lot of dust.
Get a lot of dust. Anne Ruffle would, of course, have the exact same thoughts.
Very true, though, isn't it? When you think about it, you don't want to, you know, if you have one in your own house, it sounds lovely, but how are you going to get up there with the Dyson?
Well, that's the thing. And also, I've always thought that about those ones, you know, like in the olden days where people used to, like, pull their curtains around their bed.
Oh, yes.
What's that about?
I think to keep warm, wasn't it?
Oh, that does make a lot of sense, Tom.
I don't know.
That makes a lot of sense.
With the sort of whole, those not hot water bottles, but those sort of frying pans they used to put in the bed, a bed warmer.
I don't know what you're talking about. What's this?
Have you never seen those? They sometimes have them in like pubs and...
Where are you drinking? The 1700s?
But basically, you know those pubs that have like brassware on the wall? Like
maybe sure.
Maybe a bridal.
Oh, they're not using them.
No, Suze.
I thought you meant you were staying in places. I thought...
No.
Fucking hell, Tom. Go somewhere with a bit of central heating. It's going all right for you.
Go treat yourself. No, it's like a frying pan, and you filled it with coal, I think, from the fire.
Yeah.
And then put a lid on it. And then they put it, the servants back in the day,
yeah,
put it in the bed to warm it up.
Oh. Don't want to get your bedpans mixed up though, do you?
No, you don't want to do that.
I end up accidentally pissing on a load of coal in the middle of the night.
Oh my goodness, it would be like a Swedish sauna.
Yeah. Oh, and it might spit back as well.
Oh, don't, Susie.
That's the last thing you want in your Jack and Danny.
Lesson learned.
2 a.m.
Yes. Hey, Suze, you've had some big things happening this week because you've been getting your windows done, haven't you?
Tom, thanks for bringing it up. I'm sure everyone's quite interested in how the house is going.
The queer conversation we're all tuning in for, yes.
Well, as people may know, we bought an old-ish house and one must keep in keeping with the local area. You know, you can't just ding in whatever windows you want.
That quite right, Susie, quite right. Are you in a conservation area?
Because I live there, they've decided, because we're going to put a blue plaque on it, just for me.
Great. Still alive.
Stand-up comedian and notorious lesbian, Susie Ruffle lives here.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Safe for the postman as well.
Yeah, it'd be very easy. Mm. And it'd be good, because Alice gets a lot of parcels delivered.
Oh.
She's always waiting in for something. So that'd be good, because they'd be like, it's the house with the blue plaque.
It's the blue plaque house. So you couldn't just get like the classic PVC double glazed.
Well, they came around and were like, we can do these timber ones.
Oh, lovely.
And we were like, oh yeah, that sounds very nice. Then they told us the price. Tom, my kidneys fell out of my ass. I was like, we can't afford that. So now we're going for something that is basically plastic that looks like wood.
Oh yeah, those look really good though.
Yeah, which is fine.
And are they still sashed? Do they lift up?
Yes, they're still sashed.
That's good.
Yes.
Well, then it's still the same.
So, he was meant to be coming round on Monday. Yes. No, windows were starting on Tuesday. So they make them all elsewhere, obviously, and then bring them. Of course, they don't make them at our house. So we've got a carpentry studio in the kitchen. Yeah,
blowing glass in the microwave.
Oh, have you seen that TV show that's about like Britain's glass best blown woodworker?
Oh, no, I haven't seen
that. It's like
that.
Another show that I caught a bit of it the other day. Absolutely hooked. Mel Gidrick.
Finding, I did see that, yeah.
Oh, it's really such wholesome, contented viewing. Loved it.
Is it on BBC?
I think so. Mm. It's on one of the channels, Tom. It's on the telly.
It's on the television. Is it a competition one?
Yes, of course. But you know how much I love people using their skills as a competition.
Is it an amateur competition?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
But some people are like, oh, I'd like to do this as a job.
Oh, so some of them do get
elevated. And then there's always someone like, here's Sarah. Sarah didn't pick up a wood chisel until the lockdown. And then it'll be a VT of her going, I just didn't know what to do with myself. So I got some wood and I'll buy the table. All that sort of thing.
Yeah.
On a trampoline. Yeah. Walking your dog on a trampoline.
Yeah, perfect.
Just both of them flying through the air.
Flying around. Should we do some woodwork? Oh, yeah, that's nice. I might watch that.
Please do. I think you'd like it. So he was meant to be coming around with the new windows. Then we get a text message on Tuesday morning. Yeah. I'll be around in an hour. Great. An hour comes and goes. He's not there. Another hour comes and goes. He's not there. We drop a text. I mean, stressful for us, even more stressful for him. He'd lopped off part of his finger, Tom. He was down at A&E.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, yes. Poor fella. I mean, and what can you say to that? He said, I'm sorry, it's going to be... I think we're going to be a week late. I thought, well, yeah, mate, you're missing a digit.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
I know. So now everything's a bit delayed. But luckily, he hadn't, like, taken a window out. We're not, like, windowless. And we're getting the upstairs done. So we've constantly got workmen in.
Oh, you're getting the upstairs what done? Windows?
You know, the bit that needs a bit of love right upstairs.
What are you going to get them to do?
Paint they need it? To be plastered.
Oh, plastered?
It's cold up there.
And so the plastering will help.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Well, that's exciting, though. What finger did he have locked off?
Exciting. I didn't ask which one. But listen, he will be in by this time next week, and I'll ask him, and then I'll let everyone know.
What's his name?
Am I allowed to share things like that, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lee.
Lee, of course it's Lee. Oh.
Lee lopped his finger off, but seems like a lovely chap. So,
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Lee.
What can you do?
Lee.
We all sometimes make mistakes at work, don't we? That's the thing.
Did he do it with his finger?
Poor Lee and his poorly finger.
Yeah, poor Lee and his poorly finger. And will you be keeping us updated on that? Because I would like an update next week.
Well, of course. Lee. Yeah, of course.
Did he do it in the sash window as it fell down? Is that how he locked it
off? Well, I'm hoping it's between the two pieces of glass.
Oh, that would be a nice feature, wouldn't it?
So it would feel like we're sort of in a museum.
Yes, how lovely. Of yeah.
So nice. You know, I've always romanticised living at the British Museum.
Yes, so nice. Like a mummied finger, yeah.
A mummied finger?
Lovely. Yeah, it's a mummied finger.
So, Tom, tell us. Obviously, that's the thing that most people are listening for. What's going on?
I was looking forward to catching
Susie's
up.
House that she was terrified she was going to throw loads of money into, and now she is. But
that's an investment.
Listen, Tom, it's all an investment.
That's the thing about it. You know, you can do that, and it's making it better.
We're just going to do it in bits and bobs, you know, Tom.
Just do it as you go, and then you appreciate it. That's what I found. I mean,
you save up and you do a bit.
You do a bit and then you love it rather than, you know, imagine if you were like Carrie Bradshaw and just like got everything done and had an interior.
Well, I imagine that's how you end up addicted to some sort of drugs.
Is that what happened to her, Carrie Bradshaw?
No, not Carrie. No. But I feel like.
Remember that bit in the film?
I feel like if you've got everything like that, what do you look forward to?
What do you look forward to? Absolutely. Like, I love.
What's the point? What's the fucking point?
What's the fucking point? Yeah, you're right. Like, I'm still waiting on some vases I ordered about a year ago.
Are you sure you... Oh, Tom, you haven't been diddled again, have you? It wasn't the same person that sold you that
company.
Desk.
I phone them periodically and say, have you got my hurricane lanterns yet? And which is the sort of shape of ours.
What is a hurricane lantern?
Well, in this instance, it's sort of like a kind of... It could put a candle in it, but it could be a vase. And it's glass. It's got a little base on it, and then it sort of swoops up a bit like a wine glass. Like a sort of V shape.
I like the sound of that.
I'm hoping it'll be a triumph when it arrives. But
certainly. Do you think you'll have some sort of unveiling?
Well, I hope not, because the veil could get caught and smash the bloody thing on the floor.
That's very true.
That's the trouble.
Now, Tom, your tour started just last night.
Well, the tour started in Froome last night. Yes, dear. And it was very nice, lovely people. But I did find it quite nerve-wracking, actually.
You were more... it's okay to say. I think you were more nervous than...
I don't know why.
You're quite frantic.
I think because I wanted to get it right and I wanted to do a good job. And
I'm sure you did.
And I keep making, thank you for that. I keep making improvements to it as I go along. So I was trying to remember those. And I think you know, beforehand, I was just worried about it. But then actually when I was doing it, I had a really lovely time and they were such a nice audience. So it all worked out in the end. But sometimes a bit of nerves are good, aren't they?
Absolutely. Is this the proper tour, is it the warm-up
tour? This is the proper tour.
Yeah. That's exciting. Whenever I hear Froome, I want to say fromage. And then in my head, it's very near Cheddar, which I don't think it is it?
Well, I don't think it's a million miles away, actually. It's in Somerset.
That makes sense.
Where's Cheddar? Is that in Devon or is that Somerset?
The main thing I know about it is where Richard Herring's from, because he used to have a routine about it.
About Froome?
About Cheddar.
Oh, how nice.
Delicious, actually.
Yeah, lovely. What a lovely place to come from. Gorgeous Cheddar.
That took me a moment, but I enjoyed it, Tom. I enjoyed it nevertheless.
Don't worry, staying in hotels, you know, all of that sort of thing, it's very glamorous.
It is glamorous. Where are you off to tonight?
Hereford.
Hertfordshire, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen.
Yeah, that's what they tell you, isn't it? But imagine if you were there caught in a hurricane, you'd be so annoyed.
Wouldn't you just?
Oh, just my luck.
How far is the journey today?
I think it's about an hour and a half. So we're going to leave about 4:30, get there at 6.
Lovely. And are you having support? Mental,
yes.
Physical, spiritual?
Yes, I'm having support, stockings, and also... support in the form of Louise Young.
Oh, lovely Louise Young. She's brilliant. Support.
Yeah, she's fabulous, actually.
She makes me laugh.
We have a nice time. And Stuart, tour manager Stuart.
Stuart.
Have you met Stuart? Stuart Arnold?
I believe so, yeah. Does he...
used to be in Starlight Express back in the day.
No way. Did I meet him doing the Guilty Feminist tour?
Yes, he does do that.
Yes, he's very, very nice.
Very nice guy.
He's very, very nice indeed.
That's exactly what he does, yeah. So we have a nice old time.
I didn't know he used to be in Starlight Express.
Yes, won't you say yes. And
Who did he play?
Name some characters, I'll tell you.
Rusty?
No.
No, that might be the only character I have in my head. And it might not be right.
I have asked him several times, but it is exciting that he was in Starlight Express. I didn't see it as a child.
Are you? I didn't realise. Are you going around the country on roller skates then?
Yes,
rather than in a car.
The thing.
So he's on roller skates. You're on his back.
That's right. And we hold on to the back of a train.
Oh, that's fab.
Yeah, it's really working out well for us, actually.
Good for the core.
Great core workout, you know, and actually good for, you know, you've got to have your legs at the right gauge for the railway lines.
Of course. But, yes, of course you do.
Yeah.
But a great way to get around and really sort of good for the environment, isn't it?
So good for the environment. Literally carbon neutral. So, yeah, so that's nice.
Very nice indeed.
Singing a few of our favourite songs from Les Mis, actually, last night on the way into Cheltenham. Where we're
Well, I bet he can sing, can he?
He's a lovely singer, actually. We were doing a Colm Wilkinson impersonation.
Oh, yes.
Les Mis?
A bit of that's some Bring Him Home.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
My breath.
We were saying about he does that sort of lip, that trembly lip thing.
Do you know who was very good at that? Whitney Houston.
Oh, yes, they did both do that. Do you think they ever hung out, Whitney and Colm? That would be a nice...
I don't know, but I wouldn't put it past either of them. Mm, they're huge talents in their own spheres.
And often people, you know, meet in the most unlikely places. Maybe Whitney and Colm were both at an audition.
What for, do you think?
I don't know if Colm would
bodyguard
go up
the
for The Bodyguard or if Whitney would go up for Jean Valjean.
It's hard to say, isn't it? What do you think happened with Whitney Houston getting The Bodyguard? Do you think that was a straight offer or do you think she had to audition?
Oh, I'd hate the idea of her having to wait. Who else would be in that room? Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, of course, because she's up for everything.
I always think that's a funny thing about awards. Like, oh, yes, you're up for everything, aren't you? Yes, Catherine Ryan once made that joke to me when we were at an awards ceremony. I told him, are you up for anything tonight? And I said, how dare you? It's funny, but no one really laughed.
I bet Catherine did.
Yeah, Catherine did.
She's very generous like that.
That was all that mattered, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All that matters is making the other stand-up laugh.
That's true, actually, isn't it?
Because then you can go, well, everyone else is wrong.
Wrong, yeah.
Wrong!
Because we like laughing, don't we? Yeah.
Well, of course we do, yes.
Suze, I've got to go and buy some new chinos today.
Oh, go on. What colour?
Well, I'm thinking of a navy blue. Alf's got a nice navy blue pair. And, you know, what with my recent baby weight, the other day for dinner, we had an entire loaf of bread. That was
with
all we had.
Nothing.
Garlic, with garlic on it. A garlic bread and a bottle of wine. And we watched a couple of episodes of Mum with Leslie Manville because Alf's obsessed with her.
What a huge surprise.
Yeah, right. Shocking.
she's gay culture, I think.
She is gay culture. That's a good expression.
Gay culture?
Because I'm sick of everyone going like, oh, it's iconic. What does that mean? But yeah, she's gay culture.
She is gay culture. Who else is, do you think?
Us.
Well, of course.
Leslie Manville.
Leslie Manville.
Our mums. Alfie.
A twin set.
Patricia Routledge and probably Colm Wilkinson from Les Miserables.
Is Patricia Routledge a lesbian?
Don't know. Don't know. Couldn't speculate. Couldn't possibly speculate. I only met her briefly at a stage door and there wasn't really a moment to be like, sorry, what is your...
Do you dyke about? Oh, we want to check, are you gay culture in a gay way or are you gay culture in a non-gay way?
Are you gay culture? Are you in the gay culture or are you looking through a window?
Are you of it?
Are you of it? Yes. This is how we need to term it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some lovely people after the show last night, Susie. And,
oh, go on, tell me. Who were
Well, lots of different people from the place of Froome and around.
Fromage.
And we had a like-minded friend, fan, in.
Oh, that's nice.
And they said how much they liked our queer representation on this show and how during lockdown, I think we were being played so much that it was like we'd moved in with them. And so they said thank you for the queer representation. And I always said, I always worry that I put people off. But, I was glad.
You put me off men. When we met, I was straight.
That was it. Enough, she said.
If anything, you're recruiting for the lesbians.
That's right. Just what would you rather? Yeah, exactly.
What would you rather sounds so unnecessarily aggressive. What would you rather, huh?
What would you rather?
Well, just tell me. It's no big deal.
What would you? Yeah, I don't care. But what would you rather? Yeah. What would you? Yeah, it does sound really aggressive. In a way that I enjoy. That's sort of like passive aggressive stuff.
Which again, I think is pretend passag is also gay culture.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Unnecessary indignantation. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I've merged, haven't I?
Yeah, but I liked it.
Indignation.
Yes, that's it. Yes, I like that. I've never heard
unnecessary
that word. Or not for long.
Indignation.
Time.
Yes.
Indignation.
I think I put an extra D in it somewhere.
No, but it didn't matter.
Which is actually gay culture.
Which is actually... I have to get those windows done again. You're on fire.
Oh!
Oh, yes.
Pop in an extra D.
Pop in one when you can.
When you can.
When you can.
Simply must.
You do what you can. You do what you can.
You do what you could.
Suze, I haven't caught up with Kill the Midwife for a while, but I hear that trouble's afoot for St. Nanutter's.
Yeah, trouble is afoot for St. Nanutter's, Tom.
Alfie caught up on it the other day while he was doing the ironing.
I would say a great couple of things to do together.
Yeah,
ironing,
yeah.
Whilst watching telly. Yes, please.
I don't think anybody's ever watched Call the Midwife without an iron going in front of their middle. And I think, if anything, Call the Midwife is an excuse to lower the board to a seated position and do your ironing sat down.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah, I think it's not often used, is it?
No, the couch level iron. Mm. No, I of course don't iron whilst watching it because I need to make sure that I'm taking absolutely everything in for the day that I'm, of course. I assume what will happen is I'll just replace Dr. Turner and no one will talk about, like, it won't be addressed.
It won't be a
just
thing.
It'll be me.
Just for you.
Just be me going, Timothy, this woman's got typhoid. You know, that sort of
so
thing.
Much typhoid knocking around.
Oh, God, honestly. Who's that? Typhoid. Like Avon. It was very much the Avon of the day.
It was, wasn't it, in pop life?
Did your mum ever get Avon?
Yes, I think so. There was something that she used to get. I can't remember what it was, but she said it was the best that she'd ever had. Yeah. It was good. But then you have to be careful. Is it Avon or is it a Jehovah's Witness?
That is the thing. Mm. Isn't it funny how it went from Tupperware parties to Anne Summers?
I know. Well, that was the age we live in, isn't it? Whatever next? Fisting or something?
Probably for some people.
For some people.
A fisting party.
A fisting party. Oh, yeah.
Oh, not for me.
No, thank you.
Not when I have my windows done.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone and he's a digit down. That's the last thing we need.
Oh, that's... He's, yeah. Clomping around in the background. How old is Lee, by the way, just so we've got a
picture. I would say Lee is 53.
53, okay, fine.
Would be my guess. But I have only seen him once.
Does he wear jogging bottoms or does he wear like pocket, you know, trousers with pockets?
Oh, those trousers with lots of pockets.
Oh, yeah, great. Devout, yes.
Like, Emma, can you please beep the name that I say to this so that I can get Tom's real reaction? Like... That man always has too many pockets in his trousers.
They are handy though, a cargo pant.
But yeah, but I mean, who's using that tiny pocket that you get on jeans? What's that for? Actually, that's a text in. We don't have a text. That's an email in.
What is it for? Prophylactics? Otherwise,
what's a prophylactic?
Isn't that a condom?
Oh,
isn't that
a sheath.
A sheath, yes. Is that for putting a sheath in? Or is it for putting...
But aren't sheaths really round? I don't know if it would fit in it.
Mm, that's true, I suppose.
I've been known to pop a tampon down there. It's the perfect size.
You know, that's not where they're supposed to go, Susie.
Well, that's how I've ruined so many pairs of jeans.
Have I told you about my tampon station?
No, Tom, you've of course not told me about your tampon station.
Well, I've been collecting tampons when I stay in hotels and they have them.
I do know this because there's some in your house.
And then I put some in a small
little
basket
bags.
On top of the cistern, yes.
That's handy, Tom, if people come around.
Is that a good thing to do?
Absolutely, it makes it look like you're an inclusive venue.
That's what I thought. I wanted to seem like I was an inclusive venue.
Have you also got a sign at the back of the door saying, if anyone's bothering you, please go to a bartender.
Please
they
go
will
to
help.
Yeah, I should have that, shouldn't I? Please wash your hands. Yes, employees must wash their hands.
Face, space, brace? I don't know, what was it?
What was it? Oh, yeah, something like that. But is that a good thing to do that's inclusive? Because sometimes people laugh at me and think I'm being too try-hard.
No, I think it's lovely.
Well, it's just another sanitary product, isn't it? I'm not embarrassed.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, what's the other alternative? Someone feels very embarrassed and they ruin a sofa.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the last thing you want.
Would a hot water bottle help?
You could. I don't know how much you... The sanitation station.
Yeah, it's the tampon station, but towels are available. Because I did that guilty feminist gig with Deborah.
Yeah.
And because when I did it in February, I got an electric toothbrush.
Yes, I remember we both got one. We spoke about how it tickled your lips.
It did, of course. We talked about it tickling my lips. I'm over that now. But, let me tell you, getting to charge it and then charging it is a lovely sensation.
Because then it's like, it's so fast,
like,
isn't it?
Oh, my God,
like,
what was it doing before? I was just holding a brush up to my teeth.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it's really going for it. Anyway, that time I got an electric toothbrush, and they're very good. You know, they just sort of get some gifts given to them. And then on the last one, though, it was some eyeliner and a box of sanitary towels.
Wow, so that's broken Britain.
That's when I just thought, I've got to put this to use. So I got a little basket and put them in and plonked it on the...
That's lovely. You've got lots of chatty female friends.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
I think it's a lovely... I think it's a must.
It's not too try-hard. It's not too try-hard.
No, it's not, Tom. Don't listen to anyone who's... Okay. It just shows that you care about, you know...
Everybody.
Your women. The women folk.
Sorry, though. We jumped off there because we were talking about Call the Midwife and you were doing... Well, I said Alfie was doing his ironing. There's been some big things happening at St. Donata's.
Look... It looks like the council might close it down. And this happens sort of once every few series.
Mm.
And I worry that eventually it will actually happen. And I don't know what will happen to the order.
Because that's the problem, isn't it? Because I don't see many nuns dashing about on bikes to deliver babies anymore.
No, do you know what? I watched a documentary last night about Stacey Dooley going to live with nuns.
Oh, how did she find it?
She really liked it. I mean, she's not particularly religious, but it looked like a very peaceful week.
Oh, I think it would be nice.
Yeah. Lots of old nuns that were very sort of calm and kind. It's very nice.
Centering force, yeah, very centering. Did you teach them how to do the bossa nova?
No, she didn't. Well, if she did, they didn't use that. That bit ended up on the cutting room floor.
Mm, what a shame.
Because she's married to Kevin, isn't she? And he's a professional dancer.
Kevin Clifton, yes.
Have you met them? I feel like they're people that you would have brushed shoulders with.
Maybe brushed shoulders with them a few times, you know, it's all Kev.
You and the Doos?
Yes, Julie and I.
old pals.
We met actually, where did we meet? Somewhere. She dragged me onto the dance floor somewhere. But she didn't teach me anything. I felt a bit, you know, self-conscious not being a...
professional dancer and all.
Dancer, yeah. You can feel very embarrassed about that sort of thing. But she, she's lovely, as is Kevin. I'd like to...
I really like her docs.
I think she's great.
Yeah, I think she's really good. I always enjoy them. I think I've watched all of them, yeah. I had a dream the other night, talking of professional dancers, that I was in a West End show.
Oh, that's a nice dream.
Yeah, a lovely dream, actually. But when I got... I was very confident in the wings.
Oh.
And when I got on stage, I didn't know the routine.
Oh, no. Classic.
Which was really stressful. I knew the words to the song, and I don't think it was an actual song from a musical. It was just something that was in my head, made up. Because, of course, I'm a musician now as well, but I only write in my sleep.
It's dreams.
How do you think they wrote I Dreamed a Dream?
Oh. Susie, again, another one. Knocking it out of the park.
And, yeah, I didn't know the routine, and it was so stressful. It was so stressful.
My God.
And Alice said that in the middle of the night at one point, I went, oh, no. So it might have even been that dream.
Oh, my goodness. Was that the song, maybe?
Maybe. Oh, no.
Yes, finally, the Unlimited musical we've all been waiting for. Yes, move over, ABBA. Yeah,
move over those sort of holograms. Get ready for Susie Revel, not knowing the routine to a 90s banger.
It was such a banger, Two Unlimited,
such
wasn't
a big
it?
Banger, such a big bang bang.
Were they called Two Unlimited, or was the song?
Yeah.
And then the song was called No.
No Limits.
No Limits.
Oh, I think it's good to have limits, though. I will say that.
I think it is. Enough is enough.
I think a boundary. Enough is enough. Another great song.
Not by them, of course. Susie, no. What's that behind you on the wall? Is that a thermostat?
Yes, so I'm at Mum and Dad's.
Oh, I was going to say, are you at Mum and
Dad's? Baby and I came here because we thought that the window was going to be broken. The windows were not broken. We thought the windows were going to be happening.
We thought the windows were going to be smashed in this week. So.
I thought a brick was going to be thrown through the window this week.
So it's
I thought,
a very calming place.
I'll take the baby to Mum and Dad. So we were going to come here while the work was being done, just for a couple of days. And then the work wasn't done, but I'd already told the baby that we were going to see Nanny and Hamps, which is what she calls them. And then I couldn't say we're not going because she was so excited to see them.
Of course she was.
So we're here. We're here while work's not being done.
So we're saying Nanny and Hamps? Or Nanny
well, it's for
Hamps.
Grampy.
Oh,
She's trying to say Gramps, but she can't say Gramps. She started saying Hamps, and now we all call him Hamps.
I just assumed she was calling her grandparents according to the county in which they live.
Well, thought, Nanny and Grandpa in Hampshire.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that's advanced.
She is actually. Thanks for saying that, Charles.
And then and Alice's mum lives in like Cambridgeshire, doesn't she? Which is I think
Peterborough.
Shortened,
yeah.
Cantab.
Oh, Tom, I do you know what? I learned something the other day and I think you'll enjoy it.
What's that?
And I can't remember where I learned it and you might have been the one to tell
me. I can't remember what it was.
No. Do you know where the word canter comes from? Oh, as in cantering on a horse.
I don't know that, Susie. You know, I'm not very up on my equestrian knowledge.
It comes from the Canterbury Tales.
Wow.
Because there's so much horse riding.
So you'd canter to...
to Canterbury.
Oh.
It'd be how long it took to get to Canterbury. It takes such a long way.
Oh, that's wonderful, Susie.
I thought you'd like that, Tom.
Because apparently there's a lot of words in there that we still use, aren't there, that I think he made up.
It was the same as Shakespeare, isn't it? Like, flowery wasn't a word.
Oh, and
but Shakespeare
bubble.
Made that up. That's the thing. And do you know what that tells you? That if you're confident enough with it, you can make it into a thing.
Well, like in dictation or whatever you said earlier. There you go. There's a word.
In dictation. That's when there's a dictator who is indignant. It's not ideal. I think making up words...
Somebody will need it.
Making up words is gay culture.
Yeah. Oh, for sure it is. For sure. It's gay culture. It's expression. It's who you are. It's who we are.
It's who I am what I am. There you go. I love that song. I listen to that song so frequently.
Do you? I've got the music for it.
The disco version.
Oh,
my God. Tom, I couldn't think of anything I'd like to do more.
Well, if only I wasn't in bloody Cheltenham, you could.
Oh, and I wasn't in Hailing Island.
Alfie's there.
He can't play the old Joanna, though, can he?
No, but the window cleaner's around this morning, so if you want to see him.
Oh, no, that's like a kick in the face after mine's...
Oh, rub it in, why don't I?
Yeah, rub it in. You've got windows and they're being
windows
cleaned.
Windows to clean, not like you. Breezy old curtains.
No, I'm going to have to put one of those curtains around my bed.
Oh, yeah, you will. Then you'll... Yeah, they won't be asking about what they're
and
for.
And heat up my bedpan.
Oh, yeah, just pop it in a frying pan.
Well, listen, Tom, we simply must go. You need to get to somewhere. I've got to go somewhere else.
We've all got a lot to get on with.
We've all got a lot to do. But sorry that the episode's a day late.
Oh, sorry, everybody. But it was worth it, wasn't it?
I think it was quite a good one this week, actually.
I think, yeah, absolutely. You've really done it great, sis.
I don't say just me. I just think, you know.
No, but I'm saying
we're bouncing, aren't we, back and forth.
This is what people want from a podcast. This is what people want.
This is what they want.
The
greatest podcast you'll ever hear.
You'll ever hear.
From two gays that have done no prep.
That have done no prep. No publicity. Literally,
fuck all.
That's what we should have called it, actually. But no, I know a lot of people listen to this on the on the bus, on the way to work, and such like. And so we hope it's provided a little bit of late week merriment.
Ents. Absolutely. And we'll see you next week. Just a reminder, Tom, you're, of course, on tour.
I'm on the
tour. TomIndeed.com.
TomIndeed.com is the place to find.
Excellent. I'm also on tour. SusieRuffle.com. It starts in March.
Not long.
No, not long. I'm quite excited. Because I've sort of done quite a lot of rewrites. Just because, you know, things change. Life moves.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
So I'm very excited to get back out there.
Be new bar like that. Yeah, that's the great thing about stand-up. It's not like a play where it's all locked in.
No, and you've got friends.
Yeah.
It's just you and those words you've written that you grow to hate.
That you forget. Still you're on stage forgetting. Oh, no.
No. But we'll see you next week, won't we, Tom?
Oh, you bet we will.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.